It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
In Greek mythology, Narcissus was a handsome, proud man who disdained those who loved him. He fell in love with his own beautiful reflection in a pool, and because he couldn't stop looking at it, he starved to death. Have you ever been in a relationship with a narcissist? And if you have, can you sustain that relationship and maintain your own sense of self? My guest is Dr. Art Markman. He's professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Austin. So, Dr. Markman, tell us about being in a relationship with a narcissist.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. So, first of all, let's think about what a narcissist is. Narcissists are people who feed off of your energy in order to build up their own self-esteem, self-concept. These are people who need you to think good things about them in order to feel good things about themselves. Now, when you put that in the context of a relationship, these people are really fantastic to be in a relationship with when the relationship first starts, because they make you feel special. You are happy to be in a relationship with them because they are feeding off of your energy and your adulation. But after a while, things start to go south, and they go south in a couple of different ways. First of all, part of what happens is if you are succeeding in places in your life where they're not, they don't feel good about that because they really want to be on top, and so they're going to end up minimizing some of your accomplishments in order to make themselves feel better about things. And in addition to that, as there are other people in the world who are more interesting than you because they're new and different, their attentions are going to shift away from you and towards all of these other new and interesting people, and you're not going to be in that bright focus of attention that you were in when the relationship first started.
So now if you are not that focus of attention anymore, would it work if you get counseling, or if you tell this person really what it is you need from them, or does that sort of not really work?
Well, it's very important for you to be really clear about your needs in a relationship, and if you're not getting them from somebody, you need to talk to them, because you don't necessarily want to be diagnosing them as a narcissist off the bat. But at the point where you've expressed this is what you need and you're still not getting it, that's the point where you need to begin to think that maybe this person is feeding off of your energy rather than really making that relationship more of a two-way street.
But that's so hard, Dr. Markman, when you are in love with somebody, especially somebody who is magnanimous and handsome and amazing, you know, and quite full of themselves. You know, how can you can be aware of your own feelings, but how can you stay grounded in yourself? How can you say, oh, but he used to love me, I can get him to do that back again that way, or put me on a pedestal again, or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the hardest part is that these relationships, particularly your relationship with a narcissist, can be extremely intense up front. And so at that point, you're thinking, wow, this is fantastic. And you begin to feel special because things are going so well. One of the things that happens very quickly when things start to turn south is that you get people who begin to think it's me, I'm doing something wrong. And so they actually work harder to try to please the narcissist, which of course the narcissist loves, so they pull away even further. So there are two things you need to do. The first is find friends or, you know, a counselor or somebody that you can talk to get some outside perspective on the relationship, somebody to remind you that it isn't you. Because at the end, that's the second piece. You need to remember that a relationship really is a two-way street. And if you're not getting what you need from your partner, that's not your fault. You need to express what you need. You can't expect your partner to be a mind reader. But on the other hand, if you're consistently asking for what you need and you're not getting it, that's not your fault.
Now, what about sort of creating your own new world and being confident enough? Because Dr. Markman, quite frankly, if you're somebody who's been in a relationship with someone who is that narcissistic, you don't feel great about yourself anymore at this point, because maybe you were on the pedestal with this person and now you're not. And it's almost like that feeling of abuse where now you don't feel worthy anymore.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the narcissist is pulling energy from you and using all of that energy, even the negative energy about yourself, to make themselves feel better. And that's why you need that third party to help you. There are times where some people are great. They can recover from anything and remember their self-worth. If you find yourself feeling down because you were in this relationship and it didn't go well, and now you're beginning to think there was something you did, that's where you need that person from the outside to sit there and remind you that, no, you really have a lot of great qualities, and you need to build that kind of confidence back up. And if you find yourself having been in a longer-term relationship with somebody who was sucking that energy from you, you know, take some time off from relationships. Don't put yourself immediately back into a situation in which you're going to be trying to please somebody else, because you could end up trying to relive that past relationship in the next one. So take some time to do some things for yourself. You know, do some artwork, play some music, do some things to build up your own self-confidence again before you step back into the arena to have another relationship.
Is it possible, Dr. Markman, to keep a relationship with somebody who's like that? Do they change, or is it sort of once a person is that narcissistic, full of themselves, extreme, it doesn't really go away? Or is it possible that you can be that person to change that person?
Ooh, never enter into a relationship hoping you're going to be the one to change somebody. You know, narcissism is a personality characteristic, and that means it's pretty stable. That doesn't mean it can't be changed, but you're not going to change somebody. You know, the old joke, how many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the light bulb has to want to change. You know, that's really true. You know, the narcissist isn't going to change because you want them to change. They're going to change because they realize that they're getting in their own way and they want to change. And if somebody expresses the desire to change and goes into counseling and really wants to work at it, that's really something that, you know, you can make the decision you want to stick with. But if somebody doesn't think they have a problem, you're not going to change them.
So give us a quick list of some of the narcissistic personalities to watch out for as you're beginning a relationship with someone. It's so exciting, but give us a few little, you know, red flags, warning signs.
Yeah, the really big thing is to figure out where the source of somebody's self-confidence is coming from. I mean, the beauty of a narcissist when you get involved in a relationship is they're very confident people, and self-confidence itself is very attractive and it can be a wonderful thing. But where's that self-confidence coming from? Are these people who are always talking about what other people have said about them? Do they want to hear from you all of these wonderful things that you have to say? Are they really getting the source of that confidence from the outside? And what are the situations that get them upset? Do they get upset because somebody else said something negative about them? And I mean really upset. You know, nobody likes to hear something bad, but are you, you know, are they really getting upset at something that somebody else said? Because if you begin to detect that they are rising and falling with the opinion of other people, that's really the biggest warning sign that you're dealing with somebody who's probably a narcissist.
So in the last 1 minute or so, Dr. Markman, give us your best advice for a relationship or ending a relationship with somebody who is a narcissist.
Well, at the point where you're in a relationship where you're not getting what you need out of it, where you are looking around at what's happening and realizing that while you're putting out to this other person and building them up, that they're not doing the same for you, the first thing you need to do is to be clear, I'm not getting what I need, and have that conversation. And if they react badly to that conversation, if they try to spend a lot of time explaining why what they did was really the right thing, that's a big warning sign. And at that point, you have to begin to protect yourself. It's very hard to end a relationship, but you have to find people that can help you through that.
And maintaining your sense of self-worth and self-esteem, that is really what it's all about. This is Melanie Cole, right here on Radio MD. You're listening to Staying Well. Have a great day.